Hello, and welcome to an Explorations Tidbit. So I put up this article this morning. I was browsing through some of the latest news stories, and I came across this article that was posted by NASA. It's a paper that they did talking about warp drive. So I have forever been a Star Trek fan, and the idea that we could hop onto a spaceship and travel to the stars has always been like so appealing to me. And I think Star Trek probably did the best job of conveying that concept and that idea. Plenty of other sci-fi shows that talk about using warp drive to do interstellar travel, right? But to me, Star Trek has always done the best job of conveying that. And so, naturally, I'm interested in how, you know, we could really do that. I don't know, maybe back around the late 90s, maybe early 2000s, they had this program at NASA where they were gathering together, you know, some of the brightest minds around the world. And they wanted to push the science, you know, to the limits in trying to find faster propulsion. I can't remember the name of the program at the moment. They disbanded the program eventually, which I was really disappointed to see that because I felt like that's the kind of program we needed to have if we were ever going to get past rocket propulsion, because we just kind of seem like we're stuck in this forever stage of just relying on rocket propulsion. And we're never going to get to the stars that way. We need to have a faster means of propulsion and travel if we ever hope to reach the stars. Some of the ideas that they were investigating were things like actually utilizing antimatter and creating antimatter drives, which was awesome because that's the first thing you think of, right? When you think of Star Trek and warp drive, you got to have an antimatter drive, okay? So it makes sense because with antimatter, you're capable of creating an enormous amount of energy. And if you have any hopes of doing something like a warp drive, you're going to need vast amounts of energy to do that. And antimatter is one way that could potentially be done. So that was one concept. And then we've heard of things like solar sails, not going to get you faster than light travel. Ion drives, we've heard of that. And we've actually been utilizing probes already that can get tremendous speeds, still very subluminal speeds. And again, if we hope to reach the stars, we need faster than light travel. The idea of warp drive is still kind of the pipe dream. And so when I heard that, I think it was a couple of years ago, that there are programs there at NASA where they're studying the creation of warp fields. And I was like, all right, now we are talking. So I'm glad that there is funding going on and they are actually researching this. And really all of this stems, I think, from a mathematical formula that was put together by Michael Alcubierre, a mathematician who actually wrote out the mathematical formulas to explain how a warp drive would be feasible. Now we're getting out of the element of science fiction and more into the element of science fact. The mathematical formulas that he put together pretty much says that this is possible, but still requires tremendous amounts of energy. And I remember at one point, this was prior to Alcubierre putting together this formula, they said that in order to create a warp field, which essentially means you're warping space, creating a bubble around a spacecraft, and allowing you to travel at faster than light speeds. The ship essentially remains stationary, but you create this bubble around it, and that bubble can move faster than light. It doesn't defy relativity or any sort of physics at all. But in order to create that bubble, he said it would require the amount of energy of the entire universe. So all the stars and everything else that creates energy would be necessary to create this warp bubble. Okay, so that's definitely, you know, just impossible, right? And then Alcubierre comes out with this formula, and he reduced the amount of energy, vastly, vastly reduced the amount of energy, and got it down to the amount of energy that you could obtain from, say, the planet Jupiter. Take all the planet Jupiter and all its resources and convert that into energy. Okay. You're getting a little closer, still way past anything we could come up with near term in terms of being able to do something like that. No, the numbers were played around with even more. You had other physicists looking at this formula and were now able to get the amount of energy down to, say, the size of a bus. However, even something like that would be the amount of energy on that scale would still be the equivalent of all the power used in the entire United States in a year. So a little more feasible than getting the amount of all the energy in the universe, but still quite impossible for us today. But you know what? It's something. It's a little more feasible. I mean, you know, it's not, we're out of the realm of fantasy and now more into something that's more possible. So I saw this article this morning, and they're just discussing further about how we can create, potentially create a warp drive. And so I decided to go ahead and post this article. A lot of this is above my head, but I still enjoy reading it. And I'm sure there are a lot of you out there who also enjoy reading this kind of stuff. And probably there are many of you that would understand a lot of this a lot more than me. I still enjoy reading it, and I'm able to get something out of it. It's just one of these things that just really strikes my curiosity and my imagination. And it's just awesome. It's just awesome that we're seeing NASA and others researching this. So they think it's possible. And the only way it's ever going to be made possible is if we invest time and resources into it. So enjoy the article.